This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. With water quality and public health on all of our minds, the conversation continues on how best to deal with the slowly spreading plume of 1,4-dioxane in Ann Arbor area groundwater. This week, Ann Arbor State Representative Jeff Irwin hosted a town hall meeting on the issue. Members of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality attended to answer questions about recently proposed and more stringent standards for dioxane. In this week's edition of WEMU's The Green Room, we continue our series on the contamination plume as Barbara Lucas tries to answer the question, will the new proposed dioxane standard make a difference?
Here's Representative Jeff Irwin.
From our state DEQ Director, Keith Cray, to come tonight and talk to the community about what this better cleanup standard means for hopefully a better cleanup here in Ann Arbor.
After the presentations, a long line voiced questions.
We don't really understand. I don't think I understand at this point if the change down to 7.2 is going to necessitate any substantive change in the remediation technology.
What can we actually do to clean it and not just watch it go by?
Is that tub of groundwater in my basement? It's not flooded. It's there. Is that dangerous?
Here's Bob Wagner of the DEQ.
So that's a great question. If you have a sump pump and water in your basement and it has 1,4-dioxane, 1,4-dioxane has some ability to become a vapor. And when we talked about vapor intrusion, that could be a potential risk. All right, so it's really based upon what concentration in the water that's in your basement, either because of a sump pump or because of seeps or even flooding. So we'll take a look at that.
Dr. Larry Lemke is a geology professor at Wayne State University.
I get it that 85 is going to 7.2 because we've had an increase in the recognized toxicity of 1,4-dioxane. Why then isn't the groundwater surface water interface criterion also going down? And that's the one that's really going to count here, because everything that's going on inside the prohibition zone is governed by that criterion.
I'm trying to get a grip on where the potential impacts will be. I'm in Dolph Park on Wagner Road. It's in the prohibition zone, which stretches east all the way to University Hospital and contains dioxane levels over 2,400 parts per billion. Because cleanup is not a goal in the prohibition zone, the DEQ's proposed stricter cleanup standard won't have an impact here. Okay, now I've crossed to the west side of Wagner Road, out of the prohibition zone. This is the side of the plume where Gelman Incorporated is removing dioxane by court order. Looking at plume maps, I still see sky-high concentrations, over 3,000 parts per billion. How will a stricter standard affect things here? I call Dan Hamill of the DEQ.
It's really hard for me to grasp what the difference is going to be with 7.2. So you've got these places where it's already above 85 parts per billion west of the prohibition zone, which it's not supposed to be, but the court has said, well, okay, leave it there just so long as it doesn't migrate.
Expand, right.
So you potentially could expand the areas that are okay until you reach 7.2?
Well, that wouldn't be in our intent. We don't want to expand the area that's okay. But we have no intention of saying, okay, we're going to move it out. If anything, we're going to move it back.
So levels above the safe standard, whether it's 85 or 7.2 parts per billion, are allowed by the court order, both inside and out of the prohibition zone. But at least a lower standard should help the DEQ in court. And there is one place near here where a level of 7.2 definitely would have made a difference.
So how many houses does it go to?
One house.
In early March, workers installed city water to a household off Jackson Road, where for years a family with young children had been drinking well water with dioxin levels as high as 17 parts per billion. It was legal because it was below Michigan's 85 parts per billion limit. So a lower level is definitely a welcome step in the right direction. How much of an impact it will make and how soon remains to be seen. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room will continue its exploration of issues surrounding the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume in the weeks and months to come. To listen to earlier reports on the local water contamination, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.